702, Where My Girls At. They used to be my stuff back in the day. It's Feature Friday on 101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, home of the Reservoir Morning Show. Miss Ebony J in the building, holding it down, hanging out on the only show where real talk meets real people, The Ebony J Show. And today, I have a special guest. She's going to be calling into the show any minute. Oop, there she go right there. Bet you can't guess who it is. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, is this Ebony?
Yes.
Hey, Ebony J. This is Mila. How are you?
Morning, beautiful queen. How are you, Mila?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What you up to, girl?
Girl, just took my son to school not too long ago, trying to enjoy my little me time while he's away.
I heard that. He is the sweetest thing.
Oh, thank you. He is a busybody.
Oh, yes. My Lord. What is it like? How are you doing all this working with him with you?
Honey, I need a cocktail in the middle of the day. No, but I've been blessed. I'm happy. I'm just grateful to be able to be back at it and you know, juggling everything is sometimes a little challenging. I'll be honest, I get a little overwhelmed at times, but I'm up for the challenge. I'm like, okay, let's go. I can do it. Bring it on.
Now, do you have a good support system?
I do. I have a great support system. Clearly, that's one of the reasons why I'm able to, you know, get back out there and do my thing. My mother, bless her heart, moved all the way from our hometown of Vegas here to Atlanta to help me out, and she relocated her whole life. And, of course, music, my son's dad is very helpful and hands-on. So, you know, between those two, like, we all just, we share the load. You know, it takes a village.
Girl, you ain't never lied. That is so good. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
How is it being back on the scene?
I mean, it's a blessing because I've been gone so long, and that was by choice, but it feels good to be able to have another opportunity, you know, a second chance, if you will. But, I mean, of course, there are some bittersweet moments because now we are living in the days of reality TV and social media, and things are just different from when 702 was on the scene. So I'm having to now adapt to all of these different variables, you know, tweet enough or make sure I get enough followers so I can be quote-unquote relevant and
Girl. Have
a thick skin because folks come at you on your timeline and say what they want to say.
I know. How are you dealing with that?
You know, so I'm... Jesus. Keep me to the cross. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Something about that name.
I mean, you know, I'm a human at the end of the day. Before the celebrity, before, you know, being a mom, before all that, I am a person with real feelings. So I just have to try and not get into my feelings too deep and know that, you know, clearly that person is living vicariously through me, wish they could be me, want to be what I am. So, you know, hey, I take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep it moving because people are going to always have something to say. You can't please everybody, and that's what I have to learn. Everybody is not going to agree with you or your lifestyle or the way you look at things. And we're all different. We are all different. That's why the world is made up of a trillion people. Like, ain't nobody, you know, there are no two people alike. So it's fine. I have my idea. They have theirs. If they don't agree, cool. As long as we can agree to disagree. But don't come on my timeline talking crazy now and disrespectful now. That's why I have the problem.
Girl, I already know.
People don't care. They want a reaction out of you. So what I've learned is I have to, you know, take the high road and be the star that I am and not give in to it.
A star you most certainly are, queen. Let's talk about that new you just dropped that Give It To You.
Hey, no.
Girl.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited about it. I mean, I haven't had a record out in well over 10 years, and this is my first solo record, and I was just blessed to be able to, you know, get somebody as legendary as Mr. Music Soul Child to, you know, sing alongside me. And, I mean, I'm just excited at how much y'all love it. I didn't know how y'all was going to receive it. I was a little nervous. And, oh, my goodness, everybody seems to really, really like it. So,
oh, yeah, I was jamming to that.
I'm thankful. Hey, see, I love that. That's why we did a video. We went on and did a video because everybody was talking about it. They loved it so much, and they wanted to see a visual for it. So we shot a video a couple months ago, and it's on YouTube, and it should be, you know, on Centric and VH1 Soul soon. So I'm really excited. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm really still, like, pinching myself.
Oh, yeah, girl. It's real. It's real. You did that thing. You and Boo Thang was looking good in the video.
You're a mess.
Had me all jealous.
Well, thank you. You know, we did a little something for the people. You know, folks are nosy, honey. We said, well, let's give them something to talk about, y'all.
People definitely talking, too, girl. They talking.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a good sport, and it was really fun to make. It was fun. It was quick and easy, and I wanted to be grown, girl. I wanted to show the world that Mila has evolved. I'm a grown lady. I got a little, you know, sexy going on, so.
It definitely was, too.
Yeah, but I wanted to, you know, be still be tasteful. You know, so I came up with the concept. I talked to the director about it. Shout out to the Spice Group. I went with a female director for it because she completely understood my vision and she captured the sensuality and the sexiness, which clearly is befitting for the song. It's a sensual song, you know, so I wanted a video to capture that moment, but still done tastefully. So I think we did pretty good.
Girl, yeah, y'all did good. Had me want to get in my tub and make a video.
Okay, that was an added bonus, honey. She did that with that tub. She brought that tub in. I was like, okay, yes, girl, okay.
You worked it.
Okay, she worked it out.
Now, yeah. You did do it with Music Soul Chat. On R&B Divas, they said he's your husband. Is this true? What's up?
I saw that. That was not right.
Oh, okay.
And I called production as soon as I saw that. I said, what is that? That was a quote-unquote mistake. They didn't mean to put that.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, like, okay, now I ain't see no ring in the video like they married.
I know that's right. Well, girl, I didn't want to get it wet. I'm just playing. No, I don't know what that was about. You know this reality TV is so tricky. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The power room was get started. Mess.
I feel you. So what exactly is your relationship?
We are co-parenting. We are friends. We are the best friends. We are some of everything. I mean, we've been in each other's lives almost 6 years. Clearly, as you can see, we work together as well. So, you know, we're just trying to take it one day at a time and be the best parents we can be to Zach. That's really our main concern. You know, at the end of the day, we love each other. We care for each other. We got each other's backs. And, you know, we're going to make sure Zach is good. And, you know, as long as Zach is straight, then we're straight.
And that's good. One day at a time, one day at a time. Let's talk about parenting a little bit. You actually have your own foundation, Proud Foundation.
Mm-hmm. I do. It's newly established. I created it last year. And I'm so excited about it. Like, that's my baby. I mean, I clearly did it for my baby. And when my son was diagnosed with autism last year, you know, I wasn't overly shocked because he had been experiencing some developmental delays. So I knew there was something going on because he had a really rough entrance into this world. I had a traumatic delivery. So he was hospitalized from birth.
Wow.
So I knew then, he was there for about a month and a half, so I knew then that, you know, I take that back. I didn't know anything was wrong once he came home because once he came home, I'm like, okay, we're good to go because the doctors didn't even expect him to live. So I was like, oh, well, we home now. We good. Thank
okay.
you, Jesus. But once we learned or discovered around one and a half that he still wasn't really saying like mama, dada, he wasn't really saying any words that at that very young, tender age of one, I guess he should have been saying. So then we just monitored a little closely, and it was suggested that maybe we put him into speech therapy. So from there, we realized, you know, about age of 2 and 3, that he still wasn't really communicating, really wasn't saying words. So we saw then, okay, he's got speech delay. So then we noticed he had some speech and some other developmental delays. And so at 4, he was diagnosed with autism. And because of his condition, I created Parents Reaching Out to Understand Developmental Delays, which is what PROUD is the acronym for.
Right.
And I'm really excited. You know, they featured on R&B Divas last season. One of Proud's first events was a benefit concert where myself, Music, and a few of my other peers from the industry came out and sung for a good cause. And it was really excellent. I mean, it was really, really great. Of course, for the show, they made it look a little tricky because, you know, they want to entertain y'all. But
of course.
It went really well. And it was so awesome. The turnout was great and all for a good cause. And you know, I just want to continue raising awareness about autism.
I think that's really good. Like, how do you deal with being a parent of a disabled child and working?
You know, day to day, girl, I don't know. I'm trying to tell you, some days I don't know how I'm doing it. I at times feel like I just want to give up. I get frustrated. You know, I get agitated, irritated. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I have my days where I just want to cry because I'm just, whether I'm overwhelmed or tired or just frustrated. You know. But I realize now that it's about the bigger purpose. I realize now why God blessed me with an autistic child, because it's about more than, you know, making a music video and selling millions of albums and touring the world and, you know, having this many followers on Instagram and Twitter. Like, it's bigger than that. You know, it's way bigger than that. I've sold the millions. I've toured the world. I've had success with 702. And the best is yet to come. And I now see the bigger picture. It's about my son, and it's about giving back and raising awareness and just helping other families with special needs kids, you know, be able to deal with the challenges that we face. And that's really my mission now. That's now what I feel like I've been put on this earth to do.
Praise God. He gave you a new purpose, huh?
Come on, new purpose. Yes, he did. I didn't get it for a long time, but I get it now. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, what, why you ain't say something?
Oh, yeah, we said.
No, I understand.
I definitely understand you because my sister is autistic. She's actually.
Really?
Yeah, she's older than me. She's 27. And she's always been diagnosed with autism. Like you said, you know, she started off not saying those words and, you know, stayed around a little bit longer than they kind of want to say it's this and they want to say it's that. So she has autism mixed with something else called Rett syndrome, which is something that a lot of females get, and it's like it's a whole nother disease that goes into the bones and it's developmental. Like, these girls can't walk, they can't talk, they can't speak. My sister is like one in a billion. She can walk, she can say a couple of words. They've done studies on her and everything.
See what I'm saying? And I've never even heard of that. You know, and that's why I want to really draw attention to developmental delays, and not only just, you know, limited to autism, but just developmental delays across the board, because there's so many out there, so many rare diseases that we don't even have knowledge of.
It is. It really is. And parents are really struggling with that. It's a big battle. Like you said, you go through so many hardships, you have to really have patience with them.
Yes.
They're set in their ways. They like what they like. That's why I'm like, girl, my hat is off to you. Girl.
Well, my Zach is only 5, so I don't know how your sister is. Now, she's a grown woman, so I get it. She like, look.
Girl, yeah, like, I ain't on this. Y'all know I don't like people in amusement parks. Where my snack at? I just got home. You know this what
Hello?
I do.
I'm trying to tell you. Right, so she like, y'all better quit playing. See, Zach is only 5, so, you know, I got a minute, and I can still check him a little bit. But
yeah, enjoy it while you can. Yeah, because as they get older, they get stronger and in themselves.
Oh, of course. And, you know, they're individuals, and that's the thing. You know, they're not to be treated differently or, you know, as pity cases or as like they can't coexist with everyone else, because they can, you know. And what I'm learning is our children are different. Like, your sister is different and unique. And the only thing about them that's special is that they learn differently. That's all it is.
Yes.
Communicate differently.
Mm-hmm. That really is, because they're smart as God knows what.
Oh, what? They're like borderline geniuses. So.
Yeah, don't talk around them. They know everything you're talking about.
Oh, yes. Zach's being able to retain. Oh, he can retain stuff. Like, I mean, hold on to it. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, be careful with the words.
That quick. Right, I have to watch what I say and everything.
You really do. My sister say about 5 or 6 words, girl, and the words she say is all the words we didn't want her to know.
Exactly. Pretty much. Oh, wow, that's beautiful to know that you have an autistic sister. Tell her I said what's up.
I will. What advice do you have to other parents that are parents of autistic kids or kids that have developmental disabilities and delays?
You know, I don't like to give out advice a whole lot because I'm still learning myself, and Lord knows I'm nowhere near perfect. But if I had to say anything to other parents out there, it would just be to, you know, stay strong. I would just like to encourage everybody, you know what I mean? Because I know it's not easy, and just know that you're not alone. Don't be ashamed of your child. Love on your child every day, all day. Just that's the best thing you can give them, just love. And just, you know, be open and research. Be open-minded. Be willing to learn more. You know, ask questions. No question is a dumb question. Seek help. That's the best thing you could do. And just make sure that you are happy. Because if you're happy, then you'll have a happy child.
Yeah. They feed off your energy, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Zach knows when he has worked on my last.
Right. These kids. Now, you know, I know you're doing stuff with the Proud Foundation, right? Do you have anything coming up with that?
Well, I'm working on something right now that will probably be around Christmas time to give back. I want to do a campaign called Walk in My Shoes, and it's basically giving shoes away to special needs parents. You know, I've really felt like people don't know what we go through every day. And so, you know, to walk in my shoes as a special needs parent, I feel like sometimes we get overlooked, and, you know, we deserve a pat on the back here and there. So I like to use the platform that I have to be able to pat special needs parents on the back and, you know, share with these parents shoes and, you know, and whatever else I have to give. I'll probably give away some other stuff. But it's basically just a moment for the parents to come out and just have a little woo-saw. I'll have details coming soon on all my social media, but I'm working on that right now, and that'll be probably in December. So I'm really excited about that. And then in 2015, I'm going to make sure to have more things for the kids as well. Like, I really want to involve the kids and give them, because it's not just for the parents to have outlets. These kids need some activities and outlets as well. So
yes.
I'm planning some things for special needs kids. And like I said, not just autistic children, but special needs, whatever that is, whatever your diagnosis is, you know, come on out. And Proud is going to put up, you know, a few events. And I just want them to have a good time, you know, like a big old play date. And that way, you know, special needs parents can meet other special needs parents and we can exchange information and meet new kids. And because these kids, they need to be around other kids.
Yeah.
That are like them.
They really do.
And that aren't like them. So maybe they can meet other siblings that aren't like them and, you know, be able to integrate and learn more. Because you don't want to keep them just so
isolated.
Sheltered and isolated. Yeah, because that's not good for them either. So I'm working on creating a space for them.
Girl, this is definitely needed in the community. You let me know if you need anything, because we need to spread this all throughout the nation. I would love to get behind this with you.
Thank you. It's growing. It's very new, like I said. You know, I'm so green to the world of nonprofits. I'm determined, and I'm definitely making it a priority to really, really help Proud to grow, and I want it to become, you know, a nationwide thing. I'm definitely wanting to do some things in my hometown of Las Vegas. I'm going there on November 12th, being honored at the Bebo Awards, Beauty In, Beauty Out, which is another nonprofit.
Congratulations. Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I want to just speak on Proud and speak on autism awareness and be able to just go back and forth to my hometown and do whatever I can there. And just help out, you know, where I can.
Any other new projects besides what's going on with Proud?
Well, of course, the music is always at the forefront. You know, I can't stop singing. It's just in my bones, girl. So I'm always in studio. I will be releasing a new project soon. Either I was going to release another single, but I think I just want to go ahead and do an EP or a full album, because the fans are tired of me. They are like, look, child, quit teasing us. So I want to go ahead and release a body of work, and it was already at the end of the year, so I'm not going to even lead y'all on and say by the end of the year, because, girl, we are already at the end of the year, so I'm going to just be safe and say January, because I just keep going in, editing and adding and subtracting, and I just want it to be good for y'all. So.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Thank you for your patience, but y'all will have a new album coming soon, so that I'm working on, and, you know, I have, I'm a beauty ambassador for Revel Cosmetics, and I have my signature lip color, Complicated, which is for purchase on Revel by JL. That's R-E-V-E-L, revelbyjl.com.
Okay.
My lipstick is called Complicated, and I have a shadow, an eyeshadow on there as well. It's called, well, the word is F, you spell it F-V-C-K. You know what it's implying, but and love.
Yeah.
F-V-C-K and love. I didn't name that one. I named Complicated. But anyway, it's a part of the Heartbreaker collection. So all of the colors are represent something that you go through in a relationship or whatever. So the lipstick is called Complicated, and then the eyeshadow is F-V-C-K and love. You can purchase all that on revelbyjl.com. So I'm excited about that, because, you know, a girl loves her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, girl, I'm just trying to stay busy, girl.
I see. Now, can we be expecting a comeback from 702? What's going on with you and the girls? Talk to me.
You know, I get that question a lot, and unfortunately, I have not spoken to them. I'm not really, no beef, because we don't want new rumors. Talking about, girl, they
Right. They beefing.
They fighting. No beef. All whatever drama we did have has been swept under the rug, I should hope. It's been so many years, so we're good. We just haven't spoken in a while. Everybody's, you know, got families now. We all old ladies. They got husbands and kids, and they're in Vegas. But no, I mean, not anything soon. I'm really just focused on, you know, trying to, girl, get this Mila train off the ground. And if a reunion happens, you know, it clearly would have to be orchestrated by God. Let me not say no, because I don't know what he may do. But
right.
If it's up to me, I mean, no, there's no reunion anytime soon. And that's not because, oh, Mila going solo, because I know people like to let us lead singers have, y'all like to let us have it. Like it was all the lead singers' fault. But, you know, we've been done for a long time, as you can see. We've been gone off the scene since 2003, so.
I see. 11
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I mean, that's just our last album just didn't do well for other reasons that had nothing to do with us. So clearly God just gave me a second chance, so I'm utilizing.
Well, praise him. Would you do R&B Divas again?
I would. I think so. It definitely helped with my career. I do think, like I said earlier, just being a part of reality TV is bittersweet. You know, it's like I don't want to use the word curse, but, you know, a blessing and a curse, if you will, because it's kind of like you get your career resurrected, or you know, revitalized, in a, you know, a rejuvenation for a person like me if you've been gone for a while. So that's a good thing. But then there's always going to be crossfires and stuff that come with reality TV. But that's just reality TV. You sign up for it, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I would, but I haven't been asked back yet. Girl, I don't know what's going on with Miss R&B Diva. She ain't called me. So I don't know what's happening. They may or may not have me back. I know they're trying to switch Atlanta up. They really want to give Atlanta a facelift. So Atlanta may not even be returning. I'm not sure. And if it does come back, I've not been told whether or not I'll be included in the new cast. So if y'all want to see your girl Mila back on R&B Diva, honey, shout it out and clear and make it be known and tweet about it. Hit TV One up on Twitter and tell them y'all want to see Miss Mila back. That's all I can say. Other than that, I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. If y'all want her, she just told you how to go get her.
Okay.
For real.
Hit TV One, honey, on Twitter and let them know that y'all need her back on TV.
Tell me something that we would not know about you from watching the show.
Probably that I have to go to sleep every night to Golden Girls on Hallmark.
Really?
I have to. That's how I fall asleep.
Look at you, old woman.
I'm an old lady. I'm an old soul, girl. I love my Golden Girls or any classic TV. Like, I'll turn to TV Land. I wake up in the middle of the night a lot because my son wakes up a lot in the middle of the night, and I'll turn to TV Land 4 in the morning, and I got to see my Three's Company. I love my classic TV.
Oh, yeah. You showing your age right now, girl.
I know,
you showing
right?
Your age, Mila.
Ain't that a mess? I'm like, girl, Mila might look like she's about 25. Hey, what? You know I'm old school. 702 was out when I was still in high school, girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But, yeah, you know, I'm very chill. Like, I don't know how I came off on TV, but I like to have fun. I like to turn up. Don't get me wrong. I love my cocktails, my glass of wine with my girls. But I'm very low-key and chill, too. And I can watch me an old black and white on Turner Classic Movie Channel and, like, relax.
That's what I'm talking about. Mila with the second chance who just be chilling.
Okay, girl, because when you done been around as long as I have doing this thing called the music business, sometimes you just be like, I don't even want to fool with all that. I just want a little woosah. Girl, you know there be a lot going on.
I know, and you got to balance it all.
You have to balance. You just said the key word. You have to. You got to balance it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
No, thank you.
Go ahead and tell the people where they can follow you and get more information about you.
Please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They're all the same at It's Mila, ItsMeelah. It's Mila, please, because I need some more followers. Please and thank you. I'll follow y'all back, give y'all a shout out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. If you haven't seen my video, check that out. Go to my Instagram, and the link is in my bio. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on iTunes as well. The song is called Give It to You. It's available on iTunes, only 99 cents. I also have a children's album on iTunes called We Are Different, and it's on Amazon.com. If you want the hard copy to put that CD in, if you ain't using your iPod, that's cool, too. We're not mad at you. We'll sell you the hard copy. That's at CDBaby.com, and it's really great for kids. It's called We Are Different, 13 songs. I wrote and sang 9 original songs for kids. Don't worry, because the parents can jam to it, too. It's like R&B tracks, but it's suitable content for kids. Really, really cool idea. It's a genius of a project, so you won't have to have your kids listen to that booty music on the radio all day.
For kids, so it's like, are you singing the ABCs? Like, what you mean? It's for the kids.
I'm singing, well, I did do, of course, the classic ABC 1-2-3, but it's my take on it. It's not, you know, the traditional ABC song, but I also did some original songs. Like, it's not just, you know, nursery rhymes and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I did, like, a song about using the potty, and I did a song about, you know, wanting to go outside and play, but it's raining. And there's a song on there for Tying Your Shoes that another artist friend of mine is singing about. And,
oh, yeah.
Get Well Soon for When You Have a Sick Day. And, I mean, it's just really, really some cool ideas. I did a lullaby called Dream Sweetly, and it's an acoustic song. It's a very, very pretty song with just a guitar and my voice, and it's just so nice. It's so nice. I actually dedicated that to the children in Connecticut whose lives were, you know, taken a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a really nice song. I play that song for my son to try to get his little behind to calm down and go to sleep. It's like a good, nice song called Dream Sweetly. But Zach loves it. Zach sings along to it. The title track, We Are Different, is a song that I came up with, just basically singing about, you know, how all of us children are different.
Is this song about Zach?
Of course, I was thinking about my son when I wrote it, because nobody's alike, you know, and that's
right.
What makes us individual. And it's just basically explaining to little kids that, hey, we all are different colors, and we have different color skin and different color eyes and different color hair, and we're all different, but we're all you know, but we're all the same. So it's a really cool project.
It sounds very creative. I'm going to have to go check it out.
It is. Girl, check it out. Girl, I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself singing along. You're going to be in your car jamming like, wait a minute. Wait, hold up.
I wish it wasn't raining.
Exactly. Girl, yeah, I got a little rapper on there with me on one of the songs. Like, you can really groove.
Okay. Well, she just told y'all where to go check it out.
Yes. We're just on iTunes.
Go get it on iTunes. And before we go, we got to drop Mila's new hits, Give It To You. So go ahead and introduce the song for them, girl.
First of all, let me just say thank you for playing it. Thank y'all so much for playing my jam. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to have to come see y'all out there real soon. But check this out. This is my new solo record, Mila. Give It To You, featuring Music Soul Child. Get your sexy on. Thank y'all.
Remember where you heard the video and saw it first, right here on WizNation.com. It's 101.1 The Wiz. The Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people.